It was 8 o'clock when we arrived at Bryony Lodge. An elderly servant opened the door.
"I think that one of you gentlemen is Mr. Sherlock Holmes," she said. "Mrs. Norton told me you were coming, but she isn't here. She and her husband left at 5 o'clock this morning. They've gone to Europe and will never return."
We hurried past the servant into the house. In the sitting room, all the furniture had been moved and the secret cupboard was open. Holmes ran to it. He put his hand into it and searched it. When he took his hand out again, he was holding a large photograph. But it was a photograph of Irene Adler. He was also holding a letter, which was addressed to him. He opened the envelope and read the contents. If the king had had a shock, Holmes now had one too. He showed the letter to the king and then to me. "Dear Mr. Holmes, you did very well. You made me give away my secret. I knew months ago that if the king was desperate, he would consult you. I was expecting you to come. But you still deceived me with your clever disguise and your excellent actors. I have been on the stage myself, of course. I know about acting. But you were very good. I only understood that the clergyman was really Mr. Sherlock Holmes when I saw the smoke bomb. Even then, I needed to be sure. I dressed as a boy and took a cab to Baker Street. I saw the clergyman stop outside the house where the famous detective lives. I even said good night to you. Please tell the king not to worry. I am now married to a better man than he will ever be. I still have the photograph, but I won't make it public unless he tries to make trouble for me. Yours very sincerely, Irene Norton, formerly Irene Adler." Before we left him that morning, Holmes asked the king if he could have the photograph of Irene Adler. He still keeps it in his sitting room. "What a woman," Holmes says, "if I ever mention her name."